This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Patriots now 13.5 over your Texans.
I'm not giving up two touchdowns, but I'm damn sure not betting on the Texans in New England. That's a fool's play.
Well, this opened at 12. This is another one I'm going to watch. If it gets to 14.5, I think I would bet the Texans.
I don't think it'll get to 14.5.
It's gotten to 13.5 now, so I will keep an
eye on that. It might get to 14. If somebody played it at 14, I wouldn't be able to fault them.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I'm 14.5, definitely. 14, maybe.
Lamont says you guys explain the politics of Hall of Fame and yet are confident the people you've named are locks. The politics of Hall of Fame, I'm going to put this as gently as possible, only pertains to militant blacks. If you're like a black guy who makes white old journalists uncomfortable, then you're probably not getting in.
And I will say, I've been telling you for years how the politics of that thing works, and when you finally got to meet those guys and saw how blatant it is, yeah, nice white guy quarterbacks are going to get in.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. And I'm not going to go through everything because we've got a guest who's in Japan right now. But we need to jump right to it.
Yeah, man. The UFC Fight Night 117 is going to take place tomorrow. And I think you can watch the prelims and the main card, if I'm not mistaken, on FXX. It's 7 o'clock here locally. I don't know what time it is in Japan right now, but Alex can tell us. Alex Morano of the UFC is our guest. Alex, how's it going, buddy?
Man, good. It's funny you guys asked about time. I just finished breakfast. It's 8 a.m. right now.
8 a.m. in Japan, 7 p.m. here, or 6 p.m. here. So we're what? It's, I mean, 14 hours difference. So, all right.
Yeah, 14 hours ahead.
Now, what time will you be getting in the cage tomorrow is like for you locally there?
It's actually kind of nice. It'd be 10:30 in the morning. Like, we have to meet up at 6:30 in the lobby, which is good. We've been waking up around like 6:37 every day. And then we get to go drive. It's about the arena is about an hour away from here. And man, the Japanese do not drive very fast on the freeways. I have not seen many traffic issues like whatsoever. It's pretty well run here. No one breaks any laws or rules. It's a really cool culture difference. We have not had one mean Japanese person. It's been awesome.
I said, and I think I texted you as soon as you announced this fight. This to me. This is the coolest place ever to fight if you're a mixed martial artist. The Saitama Super Arena, there's so much MMA history in that building. And I know you're not crazy about like the travel aspect of this all the time. Like you wanted to fight in Houston last time. You don't need all that. You just want to fight. But this has to be cool to you, is it not?
You know what? Yeah, I prefer not fight like internationally just because the travel can be so taxing. I actually request to be on this fight card because, yeah, one, Japan is awesome. Like, you know, it's the birthplace of martial arts. And, man, in this arena, every great fighter has fought here. And, you know, I'm yet to get my first KO in the octagon. And, like, stylistically, this matchup, you know, he's a grappler, I'm a striker. This one really works out. So, yeah, so going to Japan was one of the reasons I wanted to, you know, fight on this card. And then, two, a really good kickboxer, a guy named Gokhan Saki. I've been watching fight for years. He's about my height, you know, a little thicker, but he fought at heavyweight and just knocked so many really good dudes out, you know, fought over him a bunch of times. And, you know, he's making his UFC debut. So I never thought in a million years I'd be able to meet this guy, you know, let alone fight on the same fight card. So that itself is a huge honor too. So I was more than happy to travel for this fight. And I've really enjoyed this trip so far.
Well, there are a ton of, not only Japanese, but just overall just Asian superstars on this card. Yushin Okami's now on the card because Shogun Hua dropped, which is a bummer because it would have been cool to fight in that arena the same night as Shogun Hua. But Okami's on the card, Takanori Gomi, Donghyun Kim's on the card, and then your opponent, Nakamura, is a legend in his own right. And that, I mean, I just think the opponent itself just has to be cool for you to be able to get in there with that guy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's funny you say Donghyun Kim. There's actually two Donghyun Kims.
And this is the younger. The little Donghyun Kim.
Yeah, but it's funny. The stun gun, the big Donghyun Kim, is actually here. We saw him yesterday, and he's a pretty big dude. He fights in my weight class. But yeah, man, and I know Steve Aoki, the DJ, was here the other day. I don't know if you know him, but there's the two twin comedians, the Scar Brothers. I think they're here. Like, there's a, you know, Overeem was in the building. There's a lot of really cool people here.
Are you the only American on the card, or is there one or two more?
No, there's two more. So the main event, OSP, is you know, he's the headliner, and then another guy named Charles Rosa.
Okay.
And I've actually been hanging out and talking with those guys all week. They're super cool, and you know, all the fighters have been getting along really well. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I was going to say, is it one of those things where you guys are gravitating towards each other because you guys all speak the language and it's like the same culture shock for all of you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I mean, it's funny. The first day we all kind of met in the outfitting room, and we got like a Team USA picture. I'll make sure to post that. And all the fighters have been super cool, especially the American guys. And I know Rosa, he's got a couple guys from Alpha Male in his corner, and they all know my really good friend Ricky. So it's been a pretty close circle. It's been awesome.
Now, you are coming off of a loss, which it's been some time since you were coming off of a loss into a fight. I think going back to like summer of 14 or something like that. But you had a 7-fight win streak that got snapped. How important is this fight to you to get back on the right track for your career?
Man, you know, every fight's super important. And after working with the UFC for, you know, almost 2 years now, the number one thing I want to make sure to do is, you know, stay in this promotion. So, you know, the win for the record is important. You know, the win for the money is important. But, like, you know, just keeping a really good track record with UFC is now one of, like, my primary goals. But, you know, I've never lost 2 fights in a row. Even the fight that I lost, I was doing great, and you know, ended up making a mistake, chose to brawl at the last couple seconds of the second round, and paid a pretty hefty price for it. But I definitely learned that. And considering this matchup, like technical, like high volume, speed based striking is what's going to be most effective. So there's not really going to be a need to really like plant my feet and throw down for this one. So I learned a lot from that fight, and I'm not one to make excuses, so I just took my lessons, and I know I'm going to come back a lot stronger from that. Plus, I'm actually a favorite to win, which is nice. I've been an underdog for most of my fights in the UFC, so, you know, the matchmakers or the odds makers are seeing something, and I know I'm going to do well against this guy. You know, his best chance is to get me in a submission, and I've never really been close to ever getting tapped out, and I fought some really good grapplers. And I just match up well against him. So I really like this matchup. And going in with a new lesson is really helpful as well.
When you talk about the lessons you learned from that Nico Price fight here in Houston, and you and I used to talk a lot about the strategy of fighting. And I know you are a big believer in living by the sword and dying by the sword. Like that's where you and I differ in martial arts. Like I like to not get hit when possible. And you're all about just putting on a show and making it a war. Did that sort of temper your excitement to get into those brawl type fights? And is that going to make you a smarter, more patient fighter down the road, do you think?
You know, yes and no. You know, it's funny, at the weigh-ins and the stare-off, I really like to look, you know, in my opponent's eyes. And I'm not trying to scare him or anything. I want to let him know that, like, I'm willing to die to win this fight, and I couldn't be more serious about that. And the number one thing I'm looking forward to in this fight is I get to exchange punches at 100% with somebody, and there's a smart way to do it, and then there's also like a risky way to do it, and I'm just not going to really do the risky way anymore. There's really no need to brawl, not at this level, and I can still get that same like experience and feeling in without having to do that. So yeah, I definitely learned from the last one that, like, you know, biting down and planting your feet and, you know, swinging punches. It's fun, but there's more effective ways to get finishes. And, you know, I had in my fight against Nico, and, you know, he actually just knocked out a really high-ranked guy in his last fight. And it made me feel a little better about my performance because I did do so well with him. I definitely learned not to brawl as much. You don't expect a lot of brawling anymore.
Alex,
you know,
Alex Morano, who's in Japan right now for UFC Fight Night 117, you will see that here in Houston. You can see that Saturday morning, Saturday evening. So it's
Friday
a little
night.
Different.
Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. So that's, yeah. So tomorrow night and all the fights are on FXX. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm the final fight of the prelims. So they start at 7. I'll be fighting at 8:30.
Okay. Let me ask you about your gym, because the gym was flooded out again during Harvey. How much did that impact you, you know, for, as far as like a fight camp goes? Because obviously that's your main place where you do most of your training. How difficult was it to work around everything that went on with that?
you know, it was definitely tricky. But you know, instead of having to teach classes in the evening, I had my evenings free because our gym took on 6 feet of water. We're still not back running class. It's actually a very difficult kind of business aspect to work with. But man, I've known so many people around like the Houston MMA scene that multiple gyms opened up their doors. I actually had one of the best fight camps because I like doubled my amount of like conditioning and sparring and training. So like I know Team Tooks helped a lot. GB West Chase helped. I've been killing it with the 4 ounce guys. This is actually probably the best fight camp I've ever had, which is, you know, some really good silver lining. And this really allows me to represent, you know, all of Houston MMA for this fight. So, you know, when I get that big KO, it's definitely going to be for the city.
Usually when you're the featured fight on the prelim card, that means that you're right there on the cusp of getting onto these main cards. Do you feel like that's the case? Like you're really close to starting to get some real push from the UFC?
Yeah, you know, Nakamura's had this is his fifth current fight in the UFC, and this is my fourth. You know, we're both pretty entertaining. I was really happy to be in the spot that I was in. But yeah, especially with the KO finish, man, I'm very curious to see where I can go after here.
All right, that's Alex Morano. He is on the UFC Fight Night 117 tomorrow night. The prelims start at 7. The main card starts at 9. He's the last fight on the prelim card. That card headlined by Yushin Okami and Ovin St. Preux. Alex, best of luck to you, man. Enjoy that experience of fighting in that arena. I think it's very awesome. I'm so excited for you, and I expect greatness tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man.
All right. That's Alex Morano. Appreciate the time. Yeah, I think he's going to do very well.
I hope
this
so.
It's a good matchup for him. I mean... A lot of fighters will say it's a good matchup for me because they really believe that it's always a good matchup for them. But
he's always pretty confident in himself. But I think, yeah, you're right. This is a good matchup.
I always try to tell Alex real, you know, I'll tell him, oh, this is a fight you should ask for and things like that.
Well, I love
this. This is an awesome fight for him, I think.
I love that he brought up that he's favored in the betting.
I know. He's excited about that. Yeah. I'm not. Your boys aren't excited about
that.
Yeah,
we'd like
Alex,
to get a better
so
price.
You know. Yeah, we don't like that. We like it when you're like a big dog. That's the best. All right, guys. After a big storm like Hurricane Harvey, all of us are looking for local contractors that we can trust. And Allied Outdoor Solutions will be the local experts who can help you with the initial stages of starting to put your lives back together. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get things started. They can begin the process of removing and cleaning up drywall, flooring, cabinetry that's been damaged by the floods. And with nearly 400 state-of-the-art fans and dehumidifiers, they've got the ability to dry out areas of any size. They'll assist you throughout your claims report with your insurance provider, and their personnel are trained with industry-leading science on how to prevent and minimize damage. And they specialize in applied structural drying. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They've got the experience. They've got the training. They've got the equipment that you need to do this effectively. And your time in need, if you're looking for a local name you can trust, look no further than Allied Outdoor Solutions. Check out the Harvey Restoration page, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
There's Zadox.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Tight Ends in League City, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I have to say, the scenery here is amazing.
Strong?
Yeah. I've been ranking my favorites.
So okay.
Just because, you know, they always say it's just like great artwork, right?
Yeah.
You admire great artwork. You don't take it off the wall. You know, you don't steal it. You don't touch it.
You don't take flash photography with it.
No, you just admire it.
Andres took a picture of my horrible posture that I always have when we do shows at places like this. It's hard to have good posture here.
Yeah.
And I never do because the tables are
all... Yeah, because you're always kind of leaning... I'm doing the same thing. Yeah. I'm leaning forward and... Oh, well.
So thanks, Andres. You're a jerk.
Ninja. We're not calling him by his real name. He's Ninja. That's it. It's stuck. He's Ninja.
I think this is a different Andres.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not Ninja.
No.
He doesn't tweet because he doesn't talk.
No.
He just sits over there and smiles and thinks, I'm killing him first.
Yes.
When the day comes, I'm killing Fred first, and then I'm killing AJ, and then I'm killing Juggalo Trey. I think while we're sitting here ranking our favorite young ladies here, he's ranking who he's going to kill.
I think they're lining up. They're getting ready for the contest.
They're lining up for the Beer Stein contest here, brought to you by Sam Adams. And what they're going to do is, I don't see any ladies over there. If I were a lady, where's Tasha? Tasha should go do this. She could win.
I'm trying to eyeball these guys and see who should be the winner, who could be the winner.
Well, it takes strong shoulders.
Yeah.
So, number five on the list. It takes strong shoulders, which I do not have. My shoulders are wrecked.
Yeah, mine too.
So I would not be good at this. But they're basically going to have to hold up a beer-filled stein for as long as they can.
There's a big dude over there, like a really big dude.
He goes out and last. You watch.
You think he's going to be the first one out?
Yeah, he's the first one out.
Him? What about that real tiny guy right there?
Second one out. Yeah. He looks like a jockey.
Yeah, this guy.
Jockeys are kind of sinewy and tough.
This guy thought,
yeah, he's going to last a long time.
He thought it was St. Patrick's Day. He showed up in a leprechaun costume. no, but we got about, it looks like a good about eight guys over there ready to do this contest.
Tasha should be over there doing it, too. She did pretty well the other day. You get over there. Hey, would you wear one of these outfits, by the way? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is about to happen. Maybe we'll do play-by-play.
Maybe so. I don't know if that's legal, but we'll...
Well, no, it's legal. We have the rights. We're invited.
Oh, okay.
This is not like an Astros game when we're watching on TV and saying, oh, Correa's just doubled the left. It's now 3-2.
Okay.
Or
it's different, though.
Or we do our Milo impression where it's like, ah, it's a double, I think. No, it's a single. No, never mind. Okay.
I don't even see the ball.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Text the show is the best way. And you can also get us on Twitter. Nick, do you guys think the Carmelo saga ends this weekend? I saw another story that said they expect it to happen by Monday. But until that happens, to me, it doesn't exist.
Is there any...
It's like to me, until I actually see a ghost, I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
When I see the Carmelo trade, I will believe in Carmelo.
Do we know that for sure if a Carmelo trade happens, it's to here?
Yeah, that appears to be the case. Apparently, he's bought a place here already.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So he's going to be really bummed out if it doesn't happen then.
At least his property values will probably go up.
That's true.
There's that.
Hey. Man.
I'm curious, do you think the housing market, because of what's just happened, goes through the roof or does it go flat?
I would assume if you've got a place that didn't flood, your property value's gone up.
Well, and that's the thing. There's two places right next to our neighbors that are for sale, and we didn't flood.
Yeah.
And I wonder if those guys are going to be able to sell those and make more money.
Are they selling them at the same price that you bought at?
No. Everything there is going for about 60 grand more than we paid already.
Yeah. I was going to say, if so, you should buy it.
Believe me, we got lucky on the deal because the guy was in a hurry. And we paid asking price.
Yeah.
But everything else
is gone. But he asked low.
He asked low, yeah. And everything else has gone way over asking. And
yeah, my assumption would be if you didn't flood, then your property value's probably gone up.
See, I think that one's my favorite.
At the bar?
Yeah.
Strong.
Very strong. Kind of a unique look.
I like kind of the tiny one right here.
Yeah, a little tiny for me. I mean, she's small even for a jockey.
Right.
So... But, yeah, looks good with the hat on, though.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
They work out, I'm sure.
I know. They're all in pretty good shape. I'll say that. Our waitress is probably top three also.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, if you're judging these women based on the quality of their performance in waitressing.
Yeah. No,
right.
No.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Right. Because we're not.
Do they deliver well?
Yeah.
And see, I think the
because you're not a scumbag.
No, God, no. Of course
you wouldn't judge a woman based on her physical appearance.
Oh, no. Who would do that?
That would be gross.
No one would ever do that.
No.
No one in their right minds.
No.
Well, maybe in their right minds, but they're just pigs.
Yes.
We're not pigs.
Scumbags.
We're judging them as human beings. And the quality of their work. And, you know. Okay, looks like they're...
Yeah, they're about to get started.
I do see one woman over there. And Tasha. Does she count?
Is the one woman over there, is she a... No, that girl, she doesn't work here. No way.
No. What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Don't forget
I
said
no,
anything.
I don't know what I meant.
I don't know what you meant by that.
That was really an inappropriate thing to say. But we'll be here for another 36 minutes if you want to come out. And John Granato will probably stay later because knowing him, he's sitting over here drinking the beer that gets spilled.
It's a Granato move.
Yeah. I can't believe he works with all guys who don't drink. Except
that's
for,
odd.
Yeah. Because John can put it away, let me tell you.
Yeah.
He's a beer drinker, but he doesn't drink the good beer. And, you know, he's a professional. I've killed many of brain cells with John Granato
before. He
gets
down.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be.
Pretty much killed brain cells with everybody at that station except for the guys he mentioned.
The guys who don't drink.
Does Joel drink?
No.
Really?
I didn't know Dell doesn't drink.
Yeah, that explains why he's so cantankerous.
Yeah, he is a salty dog.
As old as I am, Dell is like 10 times as old and cranky as I am.
Yeah.
That's because he doesn't drink.
That's probably got something to do with it.
Yeah. Man.
It's a damn shame.
You know, Barry's not like nuts, but he will drink.
Oh, he drinks whiskey too.
Yeah. I mean, he's a comedian. Yeah. You have to. You can't be on the road with other comedians and not drink.
Barry does heroin. He does coke. He does them together.
What about meth?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
That's good of him. He's not combining the heroin and coke, is he?
I think he does sometimes.
Oh, okay. So now
I kind of want to play this game.
Yeah. Why don't you go play?
I'll do play-by-play.
Oh, you have a live read in 2 minutes.
Well, damn.
Of course, we could switch the live reads, and I could do mine there, and you could do yours where mine's supposed to go, and then you could go do the contest. Would that be okay, John?
I don't think I can win, though.
Yeah, sure you can.
I gassed my arms out today, like legit arms out today. I don't think I can physically win. I think I'm allowed to win.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
but physically, I don't think I'm capable.
Looking at this group, I'd probably make you plus 300, pretty close to the favorite. And I'm not seeing a lot of guys that have really well-defined arms.
Yeah.
I think you could do this.
Oh, well. It's too late. They're
starting it now. And, they're counting it down. Here we go.
Hoist.
Oh, so they got some of the girls from here are participating, too. All right. I'm kind of curious to see who goes out first. So far, everybody looks strong, but it's the first 10 seconds.
Yeah. You don't want to be the first one to go out.
No. First one to go out sucks. That's like being the first one out of a poker tournament, which I'm pretty sure has never happened to me, and I hope never does.
I feel like now the benefit of playing this game is even if you lose, I think you get to drink the beer in your stein.
Well, that's a plus, unless you drop it, which I could see that happening.
So it seems like a free beer.
Yeah, in theory. Okay, so this is Granato's job. He's just calling off stuff like 30 seconds.
That's it. That's his only gig.
Who wouldn't? Yeah, that's what he's doing.
We should have Juggalo Trey out here pretending to be John Granato.
Yeah, okay. I think the jockey is starting to fade a little bit over here.
Yeah, I told you.
Maybe his is just closer to the table because he's so short.
I think it is.
Yeah.
His arms still look straight.
Okay. So
they've hit the 1 minute.
Yeah.
So they were saying the winner, like an average winner's time is like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And the average lady winner's time is like 2.5 minutes.
Really?
So
we'll be seeing some ladies drop out here
pretty quickly, yeah.
Okay. Well, so what they're doing is they basically have these steins full of beer, and they're all wearing Sam Adams hats. And the two winners.
Oh, we got a girl drop out. Our waitress dropped out. Our waitress was the first one out.
Well, that's too bad. I've got to drop her one in the power rankings now.
Damn. Shameful.
Small arms, though.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Everything else nice.
Of course.
Yeah, the waiting skills, of course.
Hey, John, what's my read here, my man? DraftKings, not Raising Cane's, right? Just making sure. DraftKings.com, where I won money this last week. You could be next. It could be you, man. Football season's begun, and it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest. It's totally free to enter. If you haven't played Pick'em, it's the fastest, it's the easiest way to play daily fantasy. It is so fun. It is so quick. And the best part is you're drafting a new team every single week. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. It's promo code Houston to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you give it a try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I thought the big guy was going to win.
That's a true underdog story. Yeah, I thought the big guy was going to win. He looked solid the whole way.
Yeah.
He didn't get shaky until right at the end. How long did the jockey last?
I don't know. He was out pretty quickly.
Yeah. I'll tell you, these judges are harsh, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you start shaking a little bit, you bend that elbow, you're gone.
There's a bunch of guys, like, leaning back.
Yeah. I got this. No, you're out, bitch.
Yeah. You got to get these guys out of here.
Yeah.
This was a major upset.
Yeah, about halfway through, I thought it's a lock. This guy's got it.
I saw him shaking. He had faux confidence. he was trying to mind bleep the other guy, and it wasn't happening.
Jong, are we connected? Are we live? Oh heck, I don't know.
I didn't know that either.
No, I'm sorry, we didn't hear that. So let's go to our buddy Rafael Esparza. Oh, he's not here?
We have the contest is over.
Yeah.
The guy who won, I would say, is like maybe $175 would be my guess. And he beat out the big, massive muscle head guy.
Yeah.
Who
I thought was a winner.
He was going that way, but I saw him start to shake.
Yeah.
And then he had fake confidence, and he was trying to bully the other guy out.
Well, the other guy kept telling him to drop his beer.
The other guy,
I appreciated that, yeah.
And the little guy, all the veins in his arms were popping out. I think we should get a PED check.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that was a natural victory.
Well.
Our sales guy, he dropped out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
He spilled beer all over the table. There were a couple of the tight ends girls beat him.
Yeah.
It was very shameful. Very shameful performance.
Definitely rooting for them over him.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was a poor showing by
Nothing personal. Just. But we don't want to see you in their outfits either. So.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so let's go to Rafael Esparza. He's got over 20 years of sports handicapping experience, the last 11 years with Doc Sports, Vegas Sports Informer. And Rafael, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. We're looking at half-naked women and watching people try to hold up beer steins. So
That's not a bad Thursday night. It's better than probably the Thursday night NFL game.
That's probably true. But what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I've kind of been on the unders on these Thursday night games the last couple of years. I think the short weeks, offenses don't have as much time to get ready. Is that something you look at, or how do you see this game tonight?
I normally do, but tonight I think we're going to see just a little bit more offense. I mean, I know San Francisco has been struggling on offense, only scoring 12 points in two games, but they had to go against the Carolina defense and the Seattle Seahawks defense. The Rams put up 46 points in week one against the Colts. They put up 20 points against Washington. I think we might see a little bit scoring. Total drop opened up at 41, got bet all the way down to 39. It's around 40 right now. I think I like the 49ers too, plus the points at home. I think the 49ers and maybe a small overplay might be the way to go tonight.
Game on Sunday involving the local team, Texans and Patriots. I've been kind of keeping an eye on that line to see if it gets to 14. Patriots 5-0 against the spread the last five times they faced the Texans. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I'm waiting too, because if it moves to 14, I might look at Houston just because I think they hang around on their defense. I know Watt is a little bit banged up, but he said he's ready to go. And this Houston, I mean, I know they played the Saints pretty easily, but that's the Saints defense. There's no way the Saints defense is even close to Houston's defense. If this thing moves to 14, which I think it's going to just because New England's always a heavy bet team, I might look at Houston. I think the defense is the key in this one. If this is an offensive game, there's no way, I think all of us can agree, there's no way the Texans can go toe-to-toe with the Patriots defense. But I think Houston keeps this close on defense.
Let me ask you about a college game, because a lot of people are on Michigan State this week, and I'm curious your take on that game, because almost everyone I've talked to has been on Michigan State.
Yeah, I just think they're just playing against Notre Dame. I mean, this Notre Dame team is not the Notre Dame we've seen in the past. I'm sure we're going to see a new head coach. I think there's the only way to bet this game is Michigan State. I'm just not 100% sold on Notre Dame. And it's going to be very interesting to see. I want to see how Georgia plays against Mississippi State this week. If Georgia wins, then maybe this Bulldogs team that beat Notre Dame pretty close, then maybe that would spray me to go a little bit differently. But if Georgia, let's say, beats up on Mississippi State or loses to Mississippi State, then maybe this Notre Dame team is a little bit different. I agree with the public. Probably, I think Michigan State has to be the play there.
All right, one more before we let you go. About University of Houston playing Texas Tech on Saturday. Houston's 6.5-point favorites at home against a Power 5 school that's 2-0. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, here's another coach that's probably on a hot seat, Texas Tech. I like Houston in this spot. I was one of those ones that fade them when they went to Arizona, and I was wrong on that one. I think Houston has to be the play here. I'm not 100% sold on Texas Tech. Their defense always has question marks. You can always score on them. And Houston, their defense looks for real. They're 2-0 against the spread. Not only are they a perfect 2-0, I know Texas Tech comes in here perfect, but they didn't really play in any tough teams. I like Houston in this spot. I say grab that 6.5 because right now we're getting about 62% of the action coming in on Houston. I would not be shocked if we have to move this to 7 before kickoff.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. Joins us to talk a little gambling every week. Rafael, appreciate the time, sir. Enjoy your weekend and cash some tickets.
Take it easy.
All right. So why don't you talk to the dude who won?
You want to bring him on?
Yeah, well, come on over here.
I don't know where he is.
He's right there. He's right across from us at the bar.
Well.
Yeah. That Ninja, make yourself useful and go get the winner.
He's not going that way. He's going the other way.
Yeah, we're saying make yourself useful and go get the guy who won. Bring him over here. No, we're on the air right now. We want to see how that went for him. So, yeah, come on. Get on air. Yeah, put the headphones on.
Put the headphones on.
Yeah.
What's your name, man?
Young.
What's your name?
Clayton Young.
Clayton Young.
Yes.
You a CrossFitter or what?
You know, I put in a little time. Not a CrossFitter.
Okay.
But I stay in shape.
You just hit the gym.
Every now and then.
Any steroids?
No.
This is a clean victory,
that's
you're
right.
saying?
That's pure clean, man.
I saw your veins starting to pop out.
I saw it was down to me and one other guy. It was over. I just no way I was going to let it go.
Now, you, listen, I'm not an official judge, but they told me that you had to keep your back straight. And you employed a shady strategy, but it paid off in the end because you ain't cheating. You ain't trying if you ain't cheating.
That's right.
But you have a good bend in your back.
It's
that
scoliosis.
Was keeping your arm straight. It's scoliosis. So it's a natural thing. You couldn't help it.
That's right.
So you have a doctor's note on
okay.
that.
I do.
Of okay, course.
I'll get it. I'll get it for you later.
Okay. Just checking.
Now, did you finish the beer that you were holding up?
Fuck yeah, man! Right.
Whoa!
Sorry about that.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
No.
Sorry about that.
No. Keep it
clean. Got that, John?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it.
You did finish the beer.
I knocked it out.
Okay. And will you be back
for the win?
Will you be back for the finals?
I've pinned it in.
Okay, it's going to happen.
You'll see me again.
Okay.
I don't know if I can beat the 19-minute record.
How close were you to dropping? How much time did you have in you?
So, I probably could have held out another 45 to a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it intimidating that the guy that you were going against was the biggest guy? That guy was the clear favorite of the contest.
Actually, I think that's what pushed me forward.
You were an underdog story in this contest.
I know that. And I got a little noise from one of the bartenders here. And I think that's really what pushed me through. But when it was the biggest guy that I was up against, it was
you
over.
You were okay.
I knew I had to hold out.
Was there any pressure having all these chicks watching you in their underwear?
Not at all. No.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stein.
That's a pretty
badass. Best of luck to you in the finals.
It's a pretty great
pretty cool.
stein.
Yeah.
This was worth the whole thing right here.
There you go. Yeah.
So I'm proud of the victory.
You could use that as a bomb.
Yeah.
That's no, good. You can't. It's not built correctly for that.
No, I think you could do some adjustments
to
it.
There's some modifications that can be made.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know.
You
I don't
just
know
need
about
to expand
that.
Your thought process.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right. Congratulations.
We need you. USADA's waiting for you to take a piss test, so as soon as you get that done,
I'm good to go,
champion.
Man.
All right. Let's get our lady winner up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, our lady winner. You have to take off that silly hat. Now,
and by the way, thank you to Sam Adams for doing all this.
Yes, ma'am, you are the lady champion. What was your time?
2:47.
2:47. You were the only lady not doing the contest in your underwear. Do you think that gave you an advantage because the other ladies holding up steins were only wearing panties?
Well, you think they should win because they have to hand out the beers all the time. They were waitresses here, so.
That is true. That is true. Now, what do you think was pushing you through to victory?
I don't know. I go to Camp Gladiator almost every single day. I got my arm strength
going. So you work out. You work out regularly.
Yes. Every day.
Will you be back for the championship to try to win the trip to Boston?
Hell yeah.
Okay, and if you do win that trip, are you going to go and get drunk in Boston and act a fool?
Well, yes.
Okay, then you're a worthy champion then. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you in the championship.
All right, thank you.
I recommend when you come back for the finals, only wear your panties.
Well, I might scare everybody away, but I'll give it a try.
Hey, that's an added edge. If you scare
that's
off
true.
An opponent, good
that's
for
true.
You. Good for you. All right, thank you. Congratulations. What a contest.
That was actually a lot of fun to watch.
What a contest.
It was. So, yeah.
I'm going to train all year for this for next year. Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I'm going to train by getting shoulder replacement.
Yes.
And then I'll be ready.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about my computer career. If you don't have a career ahead of you being a Steinhoister, well, maybe we've got something for you here with computers. If you want to start over, you want to work with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months.
You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Get started with Harry's today.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com road show, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment in the week for Mr. Hoffman.
Yes.
Jerome and I will be out at Big City Wings off Highway 6 tomorrow, so come see us. I want to take a second. I want to thank Sam Adams for having us out here. I want to thank Tight Ends. I hope we can come back simply because this is a cool place, and it's down close to where, you know, my family and friends can actually come see us. So, and I got to say, great scenery.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I will be back even if they don't bring us back.
Okay.
So I want to thank everybody for having us out, and hopefully we can do it again. So let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Let's start to start with Anthony Michael Hall. You are familiar with his work?
Oh, yes, yes. I saw him on something recently. I don't know what it was, and it took me a while to recognize him because he kind of got all roided up.
You may know him from
Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. 16 Candles.
Brat Pack.
Yeah.
That era.
The one that held up Molly Ringworm's underwear.
Yes. Well, he's pled no contest to a misdemeanor assault.
Ooh.
He's been sentenced to 3 years of probation. He was facing a felony battery charge for breaking a neighbor's wrist in a struggle.
I could see that, man. Whatever I saw him in recently, he looked like he'd been, straight windstraw up the ass.
Well, the neighbor suffered a broken wrist and a back injury when Hall shoved him to the ground as an argument turned physical. He could have faced up to 7 years in prison if he was convicted of the original charges. So this is actually a pretty good break.
He got
for
off
him.
Light, yeah.
But yeah, who would have thought that guy'd be going around beating everybody's ass all
you
of a sudden?
You should look at a picture of him now. He's pretty buff, from what I.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Wow.
You got a time on this?
No, I don't, because I put my computer away.
6:50.
Oh,
6:50. So boy. This is a career high 4. For you.
I've been strong today. It was because we're drinking beer all during the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not really a surprise, but
you just kind of slammed one, so yeah.
Marilyn Manson has...
Sweet dreams are made of him.
Yes. He is made up with Trent Reznor, which apparently there was a beef between Trent Reznor.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were boys.
I thought so, too.
Because I watched the Defiant ones.
Yeah. He recently opened up about Trent Reznor and working with him again, and he said, I would absolutely love to. We're playing a show with him, and it's two nights in a row. And we've been speaking about things. I don't know what will happen. I would love to. I mean, he taught me how to do a lot of things. So I didn't realize that there was beef, but apparently there was over Trent Reznor destroyed some sort of masters of recording.
Ooh.
And didn't know, like Marilyn Manson didn't know there was a copy. And then he was pissed off. And then Trent Reznor was like, I've got a copy of this. I was just trying to prove a point. And now everything's okay again. But apparently, he also told a story of him, Johnny Depp, and Hunter S. Thompson attempting to relieve themselves on Depp's Walk of Fame star.
Wow.
That's a pretty good crew, huh?
Yeah.
It's probably a super, super drugged out crew. But, yeah, I could see that happening. And... The Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, we all remember those. Jung, do you know much about Doctor Strange and Captain America television shows?
Not the TV shows, a little bit about the comics.
They had these shows in the 70s that apparently they're going to bring back now. Doctor Strange is one, the new Fantastic Four. There was a Spider-Man television show from 78 to 79. And apparently all these shows are going to be brought back on different platforms. So some could be on Netflix, maybe on Hulu, but we should be seeing a lot of old school comic books redone again here pretty soon. And then I've got one more. I wasn't going to use this for Hollywood because I don't know if this chick's famous enough, but she's a Playboy playmate. Jenna Brintley.
They still have Playboy?
Jenna Bentley.
They still have Playboy?
I
thought they got rid of Playboy.
No, they still they
went. Oh, they got rid of the nudes and then they came back.
They came back, yeah.
Okay.
24-year-old Jenna Bentley, who has a 36 double or 36E natural breasts, and she says she's getting hate mail because she wants to get a reduction.
Wow.
She wants to get a reduction because she nearly knocked herself out jogging. She said she was going on a morning
run. I can see that. I've done that.
She said, I've started running and doing weights to keep in shape, but my breasts just get in the way. I usually wear a super strength sports bra, but when I really let them fly, sometimes they pop out. Things got so bad the other week. I was sprinting down the beach in California. I was just wearing a bikini, but just wanted a fast run out. It was a beautiful morning. The sun was rising. I was going full pelt, leaping over the waves on the shore, when suddenly I felt something heavy smack against my chin. It felt like I'd been sucker punched, and it knocked me off balance, and I fell over. No one else was around, and when I looked down, I saw my right boob had come out and punched me in the face.
Okay.
She said, I don't want to upset my fans, but my boobs are just too big for me now. This is cruel.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well. What do I have here, John? Man, speaking of boobs.
Well, yeah.
Man centers. Men love man centers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't boobs technically...
They're